On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody in podcast land, it's time for a little rapid fire. Mark and I try to stump each other with very, very hard questions, or sometimes they're easy. But if you know the answer, it's easy. So play along, try to outsmart us, try to get the answer before we do. But Mark, are you ready for question one?
Yeah, outsmarting us is pretty easy.
Well, yeah, you just have to think a little bit.
Okay. Hey, what are the odds that Danny gives me a list?
There is one list in this set of three questions, one list, but it's not, it's a little bit different.
All right, lucky me.
It's not, that's an easy one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. When and where was the last time John Deacon performed with Queen?
I'm going to say at the Freddie Mercury tribute show.
No, he performed one song with Queen and Elton John in 1997 in Paris.
Really? That was,
yep. And then he has not been seen in public since, apparently.
Wow. Do we know the song he played?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I guess John Deacon's made enough money. He's like, he's going to retire with his family, I guess.
I guess. But, man, I mean, if you're in Queen, wow, I don't.
Yeah, but if you watch all those videos, he always seems very reserved. You know, like, he doesn't really want to be in the spotlight, you know.
Yeah, he's probably more of the studio guy. I mean, he wrote my favorite songs from Queen, so.
Yeah, he's a super talented guy, but just not interested in the spotlight.
All right.
Let's do this. Okay, I'm going to give you a Canadian band question.
Good. Okay, Chilliwack.
No!
No, it's not part of the question. Okay, here we go. Which Canadian rock band has more gold albums in the U.S.? It's either April Wine or Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Gold albums?
Yep, just gold albums. U.S. gold albums.
I'm going to say April Wine.
April Wine had two, and you'd be wrong.
Oh, damn it.
It'd be Bachman Turner Overdrive. Got a guess on how many?
Four.
Seven.
Jeez.
Yeah, they were more popular than people think, too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's probably like 72 to maybe, or 73 to like 76 maybe is when they were popular. You know, bands back then churned out like two albums a year, so.
Yeah. Now it's 2 or 3 years an album.
Or one, maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
Or Guns N' Roses, 17 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, question number two for you. What is the name of the lake referred to in Smoke on the Water?
Oh, God. I know they're talking about Montreux, France, right?
Switzerland.
Same. I was close. It's in Europe.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say Swan Lake.
Oh, no. That is not right at all.
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer is Lake Geneva, and they say it in the second line of the song, but...
I suck at lyrics.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that when we get to intellectual poetry, but...
Oh.
Smoke up, it's not too bad.
Okay, since you asked me a Deep Purple question, I'm going to ask you one.
All right.
All right. How many Deep Purple members have also been members of Whitesnake, and can you name them?
Oh, man. Members of Whitesnake and Deep Purple. All right, well, there's the obvious, the obvious lead singer. Can't think of his name.
DC.
Yeah, David Coverdale.
All right, there's one down.
Let's see. How many am I looking for?
Four.
All right, so David Coverdale.
Yep.
One how about...
One of them's dead.
Oh, that narrows it down. Jeez. Glenn Hughes? No?
Glenn Hughes isn't dead.
Well, I know, but you didn't say they were all dead.
Well, just one of the four is dead.
Okay. Mick Moody?
Mick Moody was never in Deep Purple.
We're talking Deep Purple and White.
Deep Purple members who are also in Whitesnake.
Let's see. John Lord?
Correct. He's the one who's deceased. Two more. One of them, there's two of them are keyboard players.
Oh, what's that guy's name? He took over for John Lord.
Correct. It's been a billion bands.
Yeah, he's played with Gary Moore for so long.
Mm-hmm.
What is that guy's name? I can't remember his name.
Oh, it rhymes with Con Berry.
Con Berry. I have no idea.
Don Airey.
Don Airey, that's right.
All right, and the last one is a drummer.
Is it Cozy Powell?
Nope, Cozy Powell's never in Deep Purple. Who's the only guy in Deep Purple now as an original member?
Ian Pace.
Correct. That's the fourth. Here you go.
Jeez.
I was like pulling teeth.
Really? Got there somehow. Okay. Question number three for you, I think we're up to. Are we?
I don't know. Just answer the question. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I think so.
What is Billy Idol's only number one hit single in the U.S.? The only number one he had.
He only had one. Okay. Tough one. Rebel Yell?
Nope. I'll give you a hint that it's a cover song.
Moni Moni?
That is correct. The live version of that is his only number one song. He had a couple number twos, some number fours, but...
He had a lot of number twos.
I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Here's a super hard one. You ready for this one?
Oh, boy. Chilliwack.
No.
Tony Hatch.
Okay. Vincent Cusano, otherwise known as Vinnie Vincent, and Felix Cavallari from the Young Rascals formed a band and released one album on Epic Records in 1977. Name the band. If you can get this, it's a freaking miracle. And anybody out there, if they get this, it's a miracle. Because I didn't know this one either.
Yeah, send us a message saying you know the answer.
Yeah, telepathically.
Something is like Wild Orchid or Orchid?
No, incorrect. The name of the band was Treasure.
I had no idea.
I never heard it either.
Mm.
Didn't even know about it until I started going online.
Have you heard it at all?
Never.
Mm.
You know, because there's all this interest in Vinnie Vincent now that he's came back.
Right.
Have you checked it out?
What, his all the new interest in him?
In his what he looks like now and his news conferences.
Yeah, he does look a little feminine.
Yeah, because there was some rumors that he was living his life as a woman. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know that he dispelled much of that rumor.
It's hard to tell. You know he's wearing a wig, and he's in his 60s. And he looks like he's wearing Hillary Clinton's pantsuit, but, you know, he hasn't really addressed it yet. But you know what? Most people really don't care. They just say, hey, I hope the guy puts out music because he's a terrific songwriter and a great guitar player.
Oh, absolutely. Both of the Invasion albums, I love both of them. I know he had a problem with the first one, but...
No, it's actually he has a problem with the second one. He loves the first one.
Okay.
He doesn't like the one with Mark Slaughter.
Yeah, well, that was probably more political than anything, but
right. But
I love both albums. They're both freaking great.
Yeah, apparently he wants to put together a shred tour in 2019, put a band out there and show everybody they can still shred. I'd go see him.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if he's putting together a bunch of shredders.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he's the only one that's going to be shredding.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if he can still play. Because a lot of people thought some of those albums were studio tricks, but hey, if he can pull it off live, that'd be cool.
I saw Vinnie Vincent Invasion with Mark Slaughter and Dana Strum. That was no joke.
Wow, that's cool.
It was, yeah, I saw them in Georgetown, D.C. They were great.
Wow.
It was no joke. He is a complete shredder, man. I know he was held back a lot with Kiss, but oof.
Yeah, my first Kiss concert was the Lick It Up tour with Vinnie Vincent. I thought he was awesome.
Oh yeah.
I thought, man, he's taking this band to the next level. This is awesome. And all of a sudden he's out of the band. I'm like, damn it.
2 months musicianship.
I guess. I mean,
we don't want you playing like that. Takes away from my tongue and hair.
Yeah, you're supposed to play with your, you know, Gene Simmons, you're supposed to play with your dick, not your hands. Like, oh, shut up. You should have kept him in the band. He was great.
Plus, they had all kinds of killer songs with him.
Absolutely. On started with the Creatures of the Night album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then Lick It Up, then they brought him back for a little bit of a revenge. Hey, if you're not going to have him in the band, at least have him write with you.
Yeah, just write everything, you know. Take his songs, give him a bunch of money.
Yeah, pay him a little bit more this time, you know. Because he tried to sue him and lost. So, oh, well.
I think he tried to sue everybody, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think that guy's had a rough life. He's been married twice. I guess his first wife, after they divorced, he had twin daughters, and she was murdered.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so there's a big deal with that. It was after he was married, you know, they divorced, but that happened. And his second wife just died. She was only 46 years old. I guess she died of alcoholism.
Wow.
So he's had it pretty rough. So.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, everybody's shits on him like that. And who knows? Maybe he brings it on himself. I don't know.
I think he did. I think part of it was that, but I think he's been humbled now after all the crap he's been through.
Yeah.
Seems that when you listen to those interviews and watch them, I just want to see him play, put some music out.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, everybody go out and buy all the Vinnie Vincent stuff you can find on Amazon.
It's freaking awesome. Buy it.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody out there, our number one, number two, and number three fans. Here's a segment we call Who the Hell Is This? Where I do four segments of songs, 10-second segments of songs, kind of obscure. Maybe a band is obscure, or the song is an obscure song from a well-known band. But we try to stump each other or get each other to guess just who this band is. We don't necessarily have to guess the song, but just who is this? So, Mark, go ahead and play clip number one.
All right, so let me get this straight. I have to just guess the artist.
That is correct.
All right, and our number one, two, and number three fans, would that be your wife, my wife, and your brother?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
I'm hoping they're listening.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to play this first one. Let's see if I can get it off the first try. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, that does not sound familiar whatsoever. I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Is it Tokyo Blade?
That is incorrect.
Darn it.
Hint number one, I'll give you.
All right.
I saw this band last year.
Really?
We did talk about it.
Is it Ghost?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, darn it.
All right, so go ahead and play clip number two.
Oh, here we go. And I'm getting a little spinning beach ball. Doot, 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 doot. A little circle going around and around. Okay, wave file. Let's get going. Oh, they're close. Not a clue again. How is it Avenged Sevenfold?
No, it's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'll give you another hint here. The band is from New York City.
Okay. Is it a current band?
Yes, this is off their debut album.
All right. Okay. New band from New York City. Not a clue. Okay, here we go. Clip three. Don't know, man. I'm stumped. New band from New York City. God.
They this album was released in this year, 2017, and this is their it's the first song on their debut album.
I think I know. Is it Station?
That is correct.
Oh. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, they played with Enough's Enough and who are the other bands? Oh, Brittany Fox in that show I saw at the
in Newark. Or is it Newark? Newark or Newark?
It's Newark.
Oh, Newark. Okay. Station.
Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about them. Not that familiar with them, but yeah, hear good things.
Yeah, their singer's great.
Oh, okay.
He pulled off that album live pretty well.
Cool. So, yeah, go check out Station, people out there. If that sounded pretty cool to you. What was the name of the song, by the way?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let me write that down. Oh, shoot by Station.
Oh, that song was called Dress to Kill.
Dress to Kill. Not the Lita Ford song.
No, and it was not the opening song on the album. It was song number three.
But... Oh, okay. Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good song. The whole album's pretty good.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So, are you ready for my song now?
Yeah.
So, this one's going to be pretty tough, but it's somebody you've heard of before.
Okay.
So, go play track one. Nobody move!
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's always kind of hard to do it on the first 10 seconds of the song.
Yeah, is it Jackal?
No, it is not. All right, your first clue is this came out in 2006, and you know this band well.
Okay.
All right, play track two. Somewhere inside me is a space invader. I'm up and down like an elevator.
I stick Oh, man, I don't really recognize the voice.
Oh, I know you know the voice. You definitely know the voice. You definitely know the band.
Oh, let's see.
It's a West Coast band.
Okay, well, that...
Came out in the 80s. Came out in the 80s.
Oh, was that... shoot. It wasn't Poison. Was it Quiet Riot?
It is not Quiet Riot. Not a bad guess. All right, play track three.
Okay. I could have all the time I've wasted. I'd lick a lot of things I never tasted.
Can't draw a picture if you've only traced it. I'm out of...
was that Tokyo Blade?
No, Tokyo Blade is not from California, or I should say from the West Coast. All right, another hint. You've gone through three. Came from an album called Born Again. Now, this band, you know, and the singer, you know, but you know the singer from a different band that came from Portland. So this guy's basically the second singer for a band, and they're now on their third singer, but he's the second singer from a big band that you know and like.
Is it Warrant?
It is Warrant. You got it right. The name of the song is Hell California, and the guy singing was Jamie St. James from Black and Blue.
Yeah. Oh, man. The voice sounded so familiar. Let me see if I play clip number 4 just to see.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you can totally tell it's him.
Absolutely. Once you know it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they had one album with Jamie, and poof, he was gone.
That's a shame. I like him.
Yeah, Black and Blue's still around. They play shows from time to time, but I guess it just didn't really work out because he's got a distinct voice, so it totally sounded like Black and Blue, and not and not Warrant. So
Black and Blue doing Warrant covers.
Right, pretty much.
I don't want to hear Black and Blue do Cherry Pie.
No. But now they got Robert Mason, who was in Lynch Mob, doing Cherry Pie.
Right.
But Robert Mason's actually a better fit, I think.
Yeah, I do like their last couple albums have been great.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like Janie Lane, but he sounds like his own man, and it does work. Yeah, the last two Warrant albums are pretty damn good, so go out and buy those.
Just do it.
Do it now.